The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Monday, April the 2nd. Andy Holding looking at an 8-race star-study programme for you at Fairy House this afternoon. Of course, the middle day and the pick of the action from their 3-day Easter Festival, of which the highlight is the Irish Grand National at 5 o'clock. Prior to that, we've got Grade 2 action all the way in the shape of the 2:45, 3:50 and 4:25. We've got some handicaps as well. For those of you who'd like to bet in big field contests, coming up at 2:10 and 3:15 respectively. Ending with a bumper, so we've got plenty of good action along the way at the County Meath track this afternoon. We begin with a 2-mile handicap at 2:10. Camino's the one I like here from the Paul Nolan stable. This horse comes here off the back of a very impressive victory, I thought, down in Wexford the last day. When he had the tongue tie on for the first time, he looked a totally different horse the way he travelled and moved through that contest. And I thought he quickened up quite well to get the better of track specialist Soul Season, who ended up finishing runner-up. They were well clear of previous winner Strike Pound a Stroke. And the time figure of that race is pretty good as well. Brian Cooper seemed to get a really good tune out of this 5-year-old chestnut on that occasion. And he doesn't appear too badly handicapped on what we saw the other day. The ground was heavy, so he shouldn't have too many problems with the conditions here this afternoon. And he's one of the very few here that come in here in really good form with plenty of positives next to his name. On to the 2:45 then. And it's the first of the graded contests coming up over 2 miles. And all eyes here no doubt will be on Get a Bird, who bids to atone for his rather disappointing run, it has to be said, in the end in the Supreme Novices Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival, where he was quite disappointing 8th in that opener. Unfortunately, on that occasion, he got softened up by First Flow, who went to Hell for Leather with him all the way down the back straight. And as a result, he was a bit of a spent force as the field rounded the home straight and he weakened down the field. Prior to that, he made all the running with an uncontested lead to win the Moscow Flow in quite a good speed figure at Punchestown the run before. And if he is able to get to the front here today and dominate, which is most likely, then there's a good chance that he'll justify favouritism. But although, to my eyes anyway, he does look a really wretched price around about even money, 10 to 11. I don't really fancy his stab of companion Charger. I think he's going to be much better on better ground. Veneer of Charm, well, he won a rather substandard, I thought, Fred Winter in a desperately slow time. So if you're looking for a bet in this race, I do think the standout horse here, either with or without the favourite, is a hard line from the Gordon Elliott stable. He's rather flying under the radar a little bit here. But I do think he needs to be respected because that victory in the Grade 2 last time out at Nace come at the expense of several decent horses, including Speakeasy, Impact Factor, and most predominantly Stabber Companion Cartwright, who was 4th. He's gone on to win a listed race subsequently. Prior to that, he'd beaten up Riders on the Storm quite convincingly. It punches down on heavy ground. And with Davy Russell in the plate, who knows this horse really well, I think this hard-knocking and hardy horse, who's fairly reliable, looks a really decent each way bet around the 10-1 mark and indeed around about the 5-1 mark also without the favourite. On to the 3:15 then again, another very tough looking handicap, but the potentially very well treated one here is Space Cadet from the Gordon Elliott stable. Now this horse ran in what's turned out to be a very good Leinster National last time out at Garran when he played second fiddle to a pair of brown eyes who's favourite for the Irish Grand National. The speed figure that the winner produced that day, indeed Gordon Elliott's charge did in second, certainly stands up to the closest inspection, and we've had a couple of winners already to boost that form line as well to suggest that number that those leading protagonist that day achieved is very reliable. Glen Cairn View, of course, who was 3rd, and Pullman's Hill, who was 7th, has won since. So off a mark of just 1:22, which was the same mark in which he finished 4th in the EBF final here several years ago behind Coney Island. He must have some sort of chance here for very light weight. Of the rest, well, there are one or two others to contend with. I think Drummer Cole run well at a price. He finished 4th in quite a good time figure here the last day when he was seen over hurdles. And also I think Diceos as well at a much, much bigger price. Ran about 25-28-1 this morning. He loves this track. And the last time he ran over hurdles over a trip beyond 2 miles, he was very impressive down in Garran. I think he's been rather overlooked. But I'd have to stick with Space Cadet. He's got a lot of things in his favour. And if it comes to a slog, then he's going to be one of the few that will be stand up and counted. on to the 350 then, which is a 2x4 grade 2, which brings together a whole batch of horses from various backgrounds, of course, including top class horses such as Jet Ski, Augusta Kate, Identity Thief and Lieutenant Colonel. But all of them have their slight quirks and fragilities, if you like, in this kind of ground. So I'm going to stick with a horse I think he's very much on the improve. He was available to back at double figure odds this morning, but I think he's going to end up going off favour, and that's Diamond Kushwar from the all-concrete Gordon Elliott stable. Now, this horse, I think, has got plenty to recommend here, albeit he's perhaps got to find a little bit, technically speaking, on the official ratings. But the one thing he does do is go really well on soft or heavy ground, as he proved when he won the Boyne Hurdle the last day down in Navan, standing very strongly, having travelled really well in the hands of Davy Russell, getting the better of Lieutenant Colonel, who's boosted the form since. And prior to that, he just didn't quite stay the 3 miles, I thought, in top-class company behind Presenting Percy in the Galmore Hurdle at Garen. But once again, he went through the race really well. I just think he's a horse on the up. He's got fewer convictions, and this lightly raced gelding, I think, could provide Gordon Elliott and David Russell with another big winner at this meeting. On to the 4:25 then, and no doubt all eyes will be on Undersco, who bids to maintain his winning run following a slight demise last time out at Cheltenham, of course, in the Ryanair at the hands of Balco de Flo. He seemed to get outstayed that day by Henry de Bromhead's charge. He didn't really have any excuses, but he's been really good this season over the minimum trip at Ascot and Cork. Now, it's just whether, of course, he gets the 2.5 miles in his bottomless ground here this afternoon. Whether you think he's a 4 to 5, 8 to 11 poke is obviously down to personal choice. And there does appear to be one or two, perhaps each way, alternatives against him. There's been quite a bit of money for Cody Ireland, who was desperate the last time when we saw him in Ascot, and of course that big and strongly run affair at the Berkshire venue. But he never really travelled or jumped with any quite great alacrity, and I'm just absolutely not convinced with him at the moment. Dr. Phoenix, of course, I've got an invested interest in. He would definitely have a chance if he got the trip. Just have slight reservations whether 2.5 miles on bottomless ground is going to be what he wants. But Davy Russell will certainly smuggle him into the race, and he's going to be ridden with utmost patience and with stealth in the view to certainly obtaining the best possible position here without being unduly knocked about, because we've got the 2 mile champion chase at the Punchestown Festival lurking at the back of our minds. But this was just basically too good of a race to miss with the money on offer, and with only 7 runners going to post, there's a good chance that Dr. Phoenix will pick up some useful prize money. Let's hope he does. On to the big race of the day then, which comes up in the shape of the Irish Grand National. Now, I've already backed a couple of horses here, Antipost, and to be fair, I don't really want to change either of them either, even at when you look at the race now with 20-odd runners in it. I'm a big fan of this Monbeg Notorious. I think he's a right proper copper-bottom stayer. And, you know, his victories on his last 3 runs have all suggested that he's very much going in the right direction. He managed to win the Thyestes Chase in the first-time visor 2 runs ago, and he beat a Stella Field in very impressive fashion. He was absolutely ankle-deep that day, and it was bottomless also the last time when he shipped up down in Navan when he won the 10-up as well, outstaying several decent novices off the back of strong fraction set by Moulin Avant. The tougher and the more arduous the conditions, the more this horse seems to come back for more. And like I say, I just think he's the right kind of horse, even though Gordon Elliott, albeit 13 strong in this race, has yet to win the Irish Grand National in his so far illustrious career. I don't really fancy Maldini, even though he's one of the joint favourites here. I just think the ground's going to be against him, even though he has got form on soft or heavy ground, as most horses have in Ireland. I just think he's much better on spring ground. So the other horse I'm going to go with here is Pair of Brown Eyes, who was an absolute revelation for the first time for Willie Mullins when last seen, winning the Leinster National in a very fast speed figure. He managed to run the last circuit at the County Kill Kenny venue, much quicker than the 2 mile handicap on the same card. So he's trapping along at a real rapid rate of knots. And there was actually standing water that day on the track. So we know that he's actually going to be effective on this ground. Whether he's going to get the extra 5 furlongs is open to question, but he certainly wasn't stopping the last day, because the time figures suggest that he'd run it to a good level. Glen Cairnview and Paul Mansell have run well subsequently. So that form of that Leinster National looks rock solid. He's got a lightweight, and similarly to Gordon Elliott, Willie Mullins will be desperate to win this race, which has evaded him after so many years. So my two against the field there, backed them both each way, Monbeg Notorious and Pair of Brown Eyes. So we're on to the penultimate race, which is a very decent looking handicap. We've got last year's winner in this race, White Arm, back with the first time blinkers on. He's obviously got to turn around some rather disappointing runs of late, but perhaps the headgear could change his fortunes. But the one I quite like here at the prices anyway is Rogue Angel, of course, winner of the Irish National a couple of years ago. And he ran well in that aforementioned race won by Pair of Brown Eyes at Garran Park when last seen. very much seen to good effect, this horse, when he's out in front and rowing his own boat. Hopefully Maris Morris's 10-year-old can get to the front, and certainly he's got a good chance anyway, handicap-wise, off to 1-2-8 to suggest that he can be competitive in a race of this nature. Obviously, Gordon Elliott's got a strong hand here with Pullman's Hill and Out Sam. Be interesting to see how that race would have developed the other day had Out Sam not been badly hampered by the loose horse, of course, down at Down Raw. But both of these two coming in good, Nick, and I certainly wouldn't put you off either of those pair at the front end of the market. But 12-1 this morning will do for me each way on Rogue Angel there in the penultimate. On to the 6:15 then, which is a very good bumper, actually. Likely to be run on desperate conditions. So you want something that's already proven on the ground and proven that he's got a good deal of tenacity. And the one I really like here is Getaway John. He's a real honest type. And ever since he ran at Punchestown on his first start back in February, I've really liked him. He ran well behind Tornado Flyer, who, of course, ran on to run well in the champion bumper at the festival. He only got beat ahead that day. And then he was really good the last day and hands off today's pilot at Punchestown. Once again, on heavy ground. He won very easily that day. So, ran about 3-1 this morning. He's a tough, hardy sort. No frills, no nonsense. Just gets on with the job. And that's what definitely you're going to need in that final race today, the concluding bumper. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow when we're going to be taking a look at the third and final day of the Fairy House Festival, of course, the only surviving National Hunt fixture either side of the Irish Sea tomorrow. So hopefully you'll join me again tomorrow. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.